ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 अवाच्यवादांश्च बहून्
अवाच्यवादांश्च बहून्
वदिष्यन्ति सवाहिता
वदिष्यन्ति सवाहिता
निन्दन्तः सव सामर्थ्यम्
निन्दन्तः सव सामर्थ्यम्
ततो दुःखतरं नु किम्
ततो दुःखतरं नु किम्
अवाच्यवादांश्च बहून्
अवाच्यवादांश्च बहून्
वदिष्यन्ति सवाहिता
वदिष्यन्ति सवाहिता
निन्दन्तः सव सामर्थ्यम्
निन्दन्तः सव सामर्थ्यम्
ततो दुःखतरं नु किम्
ततो दुःखतरं नु किम्
अथो वा प्राप्स्यसि स्वर्गम्
अथो वा प्राप्स्यसि स्वर्गम्
चित्वा वा भोक्ष्यसे महीम्
चित्वा वा भोक्ष्यसे महीम्
तस्मादुत्तिष्ठ कौन्तेय
तस्मादुत्तिष्ठ कौन्तेय
युद्ध्याय कृतनिष्कय
युद्धाय कृतनिष्कय
अतो वा प्राप्स्यसि स्वर्गम्
अतो वा प्राप्स्यसि स्वर्गम्
जित्वा वा भोक्ष्यसे महीम्
जित्वा वा भोक्ष्यसे महीम्
तस्मादुत्तिष्ठ कौन्तेय
तस्मादुत्तिष्ठ कौन्तेय
युद्ध्याय कृतनिष्कय
युद्धाय कृतनिष्कय
Translation. Your enemies will describe you in many unkind words and scorn your ability. What could be more painful for you?
This should be certainty.
Translation. O son of Kunti, either you will be killed on the battlefield and attain the heavenly planets, or you will conquer and enjoy the earthly kingdom.
Nothing wrong with this. Yeah.
Therefore, get up and fight with determination.
So, Arjuna's position is very precarious. There is a Bengali proverb, Nakte Bose Ghumkata. A guard. She is very famous dancing girl. So, this is time, as you have introduced, the girls and ladies have the deal. Ghumta. It is called Ghumta in Indian language. So, a dancing girl, when she was on the stage, she saw that so many of her relatives are there, such visitors. So she began to draw the heat. This is not required. You are a dancing girl, now you have to dance. You cannot be sad, you must freely dance. That is your duty. So Arjuna, some rascal has killed some man, giving the reason that killing is not sinful, because in the Bhagavad Gita it stated there. Yes, apparently to the rascals it appears like that. But Krishna is encouraging Arjuna to fight. And he says there is no sin. But the rascal does not see under what condition he is advising. Sadharmam apicharitra. The sadharma, the principle is kshatriya's duty is to fight, is to kill in fight. If you are in fight, you become sympathetic. There's the same example. The dancing girl, when on the stage, if she is shy, and it is like, why she should be shy? She must dance, really. That will be credit. So, in the war field, you cannot be compassionate. That is not required. There are so many ways. Ahimsa, Arjava, these are good qualities in the 13th chapter. Krishna has described Ahimsa, non-violence. Non-violence is generally accepted. And actually, Arjuna was non-violent. He was not a coward. Not that because he was coward, therefore he was refusing to fight. No. As a Vaishnava, naturally he is non-violent. He does not like to kill anyone. Especially his own family. He was taking little compassion. Not that he was a coward. So, Krishna is encouraging, inducing Arjuna to observe this duty. You cannot deviate from duty. That is the point. When there is fight, you must fight regularly and kill the enemy. That is your credit. When you are fighting with the enemy, if you become compassionate, how shall I say? There is cowardice. Therefore, Krishna concludes here, Patova prāptasi sadgam jityāva mukh bhokhasi mahim. There are two alternatives for a fighter, for a kshatriya, to fight in the battle. Either gain victory or die. No violence. Fight to the last point. If you are able, then become victorious. Or die. No stoppage. All these fighting were meant like that. According to Vedic culture, the Kshatriyas, not the Brahmanas. The Brahmanas are not encouraged to fight or kill. No. They should remain all as non-violent. Even there is required violence. A Brahman will not kill personally. He'll bring the matter to the Kshatriya, royal army. Just like Vishwamitra. Vishwamitra was being disturbed by some demon in the forest. They used to live in the forest. So Vishwamitra was able to kill such demons, many demons, by his will. But he did not do so. He went to Maharaj Dasarath, father of Lord Ramchandra, to request him that give your sons, Ram and Lakshmana. I will take them with me. They will kill that demon. The killing is there. But the Brahmana is not going to kill personally. Or the Vaishya is not meant for killing. Neither the Shudra. Only the Kshatriyas. The Kshatriyas should be so trained. Just like in USA, there is some trouble in recruiting soldiers. Because why the difficulty? The difficulty is the training is like Shudras. The young men are trained up like Shudras. How they can fight? Therefore they are afraid. They try to avoid fighting. Because there is no division. Everyone in this age, everyone is Shudra. How you can expect a Shudra will be encouraged to fight? That is not possible. Therefore, real society structure should be four divisions. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra. Brahman fully engaged for enlightenment of the people, knowledge, spiritual knowledge. That meant for them. They cultivate that knowledge, personally, patan, patan, and make students Brahmanical class. Similarly, Kshatriya, they should be trained up in politics, in fighting, not to flee away from fighting. These are the training of the Kshatriya. Similarly, Vaishyas, they should be trained up how to cultivate, grow goodness, how to give protection to the cows. And Shudras are meant for simply serving this higher class, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra. That is the program. So, Krishna is encouraging Arjuna because he is a Kshatriya. Sadharmam mapichavetha. This is duty. The rascal should not take example Krishna encouraged killing. Therefore, everyone should kill. There is no sin. Without understanding, this is the difficulty. The rascals, they do not understand what is Bhagavad Gita. They interpret for their favorable condition. Really, they do not read the whole thing from ourselves. Misunderstand. Bhagavad Gita is not encouraging violence. That is not the Bhagavad Gita's purpose. But a kshatriya, when there is five, dharma yudha, yudhya dharma, what is that before? Sukhina kshatriya prasam lavante yudhya vidri. Kshatriya becomes very satisfied to get such fighting opportunity. Yudhya vidri. Yadichya atupabannam sargodharma pavritam. Sukhina kshatriya prasa lavanti yudhya vidrisham. Another place. Sadharmam apichaviksa nabikam pitama rahasi dharamadhi yudhya seya panna kshatriya sa navidyate. Dharamadhi yudhya. There are two kinds of fight. Dharma yudhya. Dharma yudhya means righteous fighting. And adharma yudhya means politics. That is, one politician, he wants to keep his position, he engages the people in fighting, declares war. That is another thing. But when right thing, violence is required. So Arjuna, Krishna is encouraging Arjuna in dharma yudha, not unnecessarily killing in the slaughterhouse. Do not misunderstand Krishna. The rascal, they misunderstand. By killing, by his means, he gives the evidence of another rascal, although he is learned professor. He says that because this man has killed on the basis of Bhagavad Gita, therefore Krishna is immoral. Yes, see? Without understanding Bhagavad Gita, even a so-called learned scholar also talking of Krishna as immoral, he has encouraged a king. Just see, such envious person. And he is teaching Bhagavad Gita. This is why. So, this is not the fact. The fact is that there must be, in the society, four classes of men. Because sometimes violence is required. Just like my government is maintaining the police force, the military force. It is required for keeping law and order. So violence is bad. That's not right. But sometimes it is required. Just like poison. Poison is bad. But sometimes it is required for administering medicine. Even poison is administered. When one's heart is according to Ayurvedic system, when the the man's heart is almost to fail, at that time poison is given. So the heart becomes again agitated. In the medical science also. So poison is poison, but sometimes it requires as medicine administration. Similarly, violence, killing is bad, but there is circumstances where violence is righteous, religious. Therefore Krishna says, dharma bhududha. So it is the kshatriya. Kshatriya means who gives protection the citizen from being hurt by the evilest person. That is called kshatriya. Kshat means angel, and tra means devil. Just like Maharaj Parikshit, when he saw that a black man, Kali, was going to kill a cow. So, he was going to inflict injury to the cow. And immediately, Maharaj Parikshit took his sword. That to give protection to the cow from the injury of the black. So that is violence required. Fit for trash. One who is going to commit violence unnecessarily, the king government should immediately take the sword and kill them. That is government. That is where Vedic culture prevailing now, all these persons who are unnecessarily killing the cows in the slaughterhouse, they would have been killed by the king. You have done so sinful. So that kind of killing is fire. To give protection, innocent citizen or animal from being injured by the rascals, the government or the king should take his soul and kill immediately. This kind of killing is there in the Bhagavad Gita. Not that general killing. You can capriciously kill anyone and give the evidence, or in the Bhagavad Gita, it is there. I'll see how rascals they are interpreting. Therefore, we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, without interpreting in a rascal's way. So, Krishna says in two ways that if you don't fight, then your enemy will blaspheme. Avachavadansa, Badanti, Bohom. They will punk off. The manufacturers come blaspheming against you. You are becoming very much sorry to fight with your kinsman. Undoubtedly you are very sorry. But if you are blasphemed, be fed by your enemies, better, before getting that, you better die in the fight. And dying, by dying you are not a loser. Because even if you die, don't think that you are loser, because immediately you are promoted to the heavenly planet. Because you are fighting for the right cause, you become punnavan, punnavan righteous. The heavenly planet is meant for righteous person. So, by dying, by your death in this righteous fighting, you will be promoted to the heavenly planet. So both ways you will be profited. Tatvava prasasi svajam and jitva bhavoksase mahim. And if you become victorious, then you enjoy the kingdom. So both ways you are profited. There is no law from your part. Tatma, therefore, Uttishtha kauntiya juddhaya kritanishtaya. Kritanishtaya. Definitely decide that I must fight. Fighting must be there. Juddhaya for matter of fighting. Uttishtha. Get up. Why you are sitting like tower? Encouraging. Satyava prasasi sargam vityava bhuksasi mahim. Tasmaruktiya juddhaya kutavishaya. that's all right. You can read another verse that you will study.
Sukha,
Sukha,
Mukhe,
Mukhe,
Same,
Same,
Kritva,
Ka,
Labha,
Labha,
Alabho,
Alabho,
Ujaya,
Jaya,
Ujaya,
Ujaya,
Kato,
Kato,
Yudhaya,
Yudhaya,
Yudhyasva,
Yudhyasva,
Yudhya,
Evam,
Evam,
Vapam,
Vapam,
Avapsisi,
Avapsisi,
Sukha
Dukhe, Same, Kritva,
Labha labho jaya jayo,
labha labho jaya jayo,
tato yudhaya yujyasva,
tato yudhaya yujyasva,
naivam papamavapsyati,
naivam papamavapsyati,
sukha dukhe same kritva,
sukha dukhe same kritva,
Labha labho jaya jayo,
labha labho jaya jayo,
tato yudhaya yudhyasva,
tato yudhaya yudhyasva,
naivam papamavapsyati,
naivam papamavapsyati.
Sukhe dukhe same kritva, labha labho jaya jayo. Tato vidhaya vidyasya naivam papamava. See, here in this material world, when you walk, there are two things, either loss or gain, either happiness or distress, sukha dukha. Loss or victory or what is called? The opposite? Defeat. Because it is the world of duality. There must be something. Dual. Black, white. Darkness, light. Truth, happiness, distress. Father, son. There must be. This is called relative world. Then one thing, to understand one thing, you must have the other thing, opposite. Otherwise, it has no meaning. In the absolute world, there is no such thing. Opposite, anyway. See, here, Krishna is suggesting about the absolute duty, lava labho. When there is loss or gain, you are different. Generally, when there is gain, we are very jubilant. And when there is loss, you become morose. But here, Krishna is teaching that you remain in one position, either it is loss or gain, either it is victory or defeat, either it is happiness or distress. This is Brahma Bhuta. Brahma Bhuta prasanna atmana sotati nakaṁsati. A devotee is always prasanna atmana. Because his happiness is to serve Krishna. His only business is to see Krishna happy. That's all. This is devotion. There may be loss or gain, there may be victory or defeat, there may be distress or happiness. It doesn't matter. He's not affected with this duality. That is being taught now. Real Bhagavad Gita begins here. Yes. Krishna is teaching. The last also, this will go on in different languages up to the end of the Bhagavad. Mami kam saranam. That's all. Kam siddhi haritur bhagavata also confirms. You do not look after whether it is loss or gain, but you have to see whether Krishna is satisfied. That's all. That is your only view. That is your only view. Let us explain in this Srimad Bhagavatam. Atat tumbhi vijas sreshta varnasama vibhagat. Tanusthitasva dharmasva samsiddhi haritosanam. Haritosanam. The real perfection of life is whether by your action Krishna is satisfied. That is what. You don't consider of your personal victory, defeat, loss or gain, or this place or happening. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung that when I was very difficult task for Krishna, that difficult task becomes very happiness for me. The difficult task becomes very happiness for me. That is the standard of it. In the material world, there is duality. In the absolute world, there is simply happiness. There is nothing else. That's why when Krishna is going to Mathura, all the gopis become very, very distressed, crying. But we cannot understand what is the happiness of that distress. That we cannot understand from this material point of view. That is greatest happiness. When the gopis are crying in separation from Krishna, that is greater happiness than meeting Krishna. Than meeting Krishna. This is Krishna philosophy. That is now beginning. Sukha-dukkhe sami kritya labha labhu jayadaro tato yuddhaya yujyasya naivam papam upasya. Thank you very much.